Hello, hello. Welcome to What to Read Wednesdays, your go-to podcast for staff picks from your friends at Delaware County District Library. Here, we'll talk about books, podcasts, and other relevant media. I'm your host, Annie Pasma. Hello, hello. Some exciting news today. The main branch is open for browsing. Orange and Powell will be opened on Monday and the Ostrander branch on Tuesday. So what does this mean? You can come in and find your books, use the computers, and ask your reference librarian any question you may have. So our tables are not out yet. You can't sit and study or use our study rooms, but you can come in and look for your books and your movies. Be sure to wear your mask, of course, and if you still prefer curbside service, that is available as well. I'm really looking forward to seeing so many of the faces that I'm used to seeing. Today, I have a fun interview with my friend George. Take a listen. Okay, I have with me my guest, George Morrison from the Main Branch. Hi, George.
Well, hello, everyone. Thank you so much for having me on the air, Annie.
My pleasure. So George and I, in not COVID times, work together. Work in the same space, I should say. We're still working together. That weeding project, am I right?
My goodness. Lots of weeding.
Yes. Yes. So George, why don't you, let's start out with anything interesting that you're reading.
Well, you mentioned, with your podcast, What to Read Wednesdays and sharing books, and I'm reading a lot of books about books, I call it. It's about collection standards, and it really got me thinking about talking more about books today with you, about what we do in the library for collection development, which is basically purchasing books for the library, and then also in turn, those affect how we do readers' advisory, which is connecting people with books. And so, what I'm reading a lot, and I thought, gosh, this is something that might interest other folks. Tons of Publishers Weekly, to School Library Journal, Library Journal. These are periodicals and magazines that you folks have access to via DelawareLibrary.org. A lot of these are via our databases online that you can access through EBSCOhost and other databases. And if you're not sure what I'm talking about, chat with a librarian on over the phone or online or very soon in person. And that's what I've been reading a lot. And it sounds silly, books, reading books about books. And I say that as a joke because a lot of these reference materials that we're going to talk about and chat about were actually in print in different forms. And now most of them are databases, digital works online as databases or periodicals or other forms of medium. But that's what I've been reading a lot of as we get ready for our new library, the Liberty Library, opening up. We're opening a brand new library. So it's really exciting times to make sure that our collection matches the community. So that's what I've been reading. What are you reading, Annie?
So I just finished a graphic novel about Tiananmen Square. It was really good. It was very, very good. I mean, those kind of subjects can be overwhelming. And a lot of times what I do when I want to know something about a historical event or a person, depending on the subject, a lot of times I will go to the children's section and find a book about that subject and read it and not be overwhelmed. And this this one was a graphic novel. It was, it's actually a graphic novel for adults, but it was nominated for the Alex Award, which I'm pretty sure I talked about my last podcast, which are books that can be read by, children relatively ages like 12 to 18. So it was really, it was good. It's a heavy subject. It's a heavy topic, but it was a lot less overwhelming in that kind of format. So it was good. It was really good.
That's wonderful. It sounds like they make it approachable. Mm-hmm. And it allows you time to think sometimes rather than being overwhelmed.
Yes.
That's great. And that visual medium is very fulfilling and interesting because you can see emotions in people's faces, not just through the words. So that's really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yep.
That's great too. I frequently, when we share books with folks, I do the same thing with adults too. They're like, hey, I just want to learn about this subject. I don't want a big book because here's this book that's 500 pages, as you mentioned. It's like, well, here's a graphic novel or a children's book that it's concise, it's simplified, but it gives you the facts in a straightforward manner. And I say, to adults, I go, it's nothing to be embarrassed about. I do it myself because it's a great way. It's an introductory, topic, introductory, subject medium that is wonderful for all ages or multiple ages. So don't feel shame. There's no shame there. It's a great way to learn about something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's how I roll normally, because I can get overwhelmed with too much information, or I'm like, oh, I don't have time to read a huge book on this subject. But I think that I'm trying to remember, but I'm pretty sure in my last episode I talked about how graphic novels are not just comic books, they are not just comic books. So can you kind of expand on that a little bit? Kind of expound on graphic novels? Because I think you have more a bigger knowledge than I do with that.
Oh, certainly. Graphic novels as a medium, it takes a lot of timeless art and sharing stories, storytelling visual, and also combining text. And this has been around almost as long as the written word or language. Inscribed on walls, they're discovering ancient societies using imagery, and not just imagery text-based, but actual imagery to relay a story or a history. So you're absolutely right. As comic books and graphic novels, are kind of seen to go beyond that. They can inform both historically, emotionally, and absolutely have a nonfiction text and graphic element. So you're absolutely right that there sometimes is a difference, that aspect of a comic book and graphic novel. Now, a lot of folks will utilize it interchangeably. Graphic novels can be a compendium or a whole bunch of comics put into one giant omnibus, and they just call it a graphic novel. But there is a heightened sense to that word graphic novel. They'd say, oh, I wrote a graphic novel, or I write comic books. There is a difference in general, for sure, and historically. But as time has gone on, graphic novels or comic books for informational purposes have been used by governments, war training manuals to other, on the job training manuals, using graphic depictions and making it a comic or a graphic novel style. That's been used for a long time. And the last 20 years, seeing it progress into an accepted medium from winning major awards for literature, not just, illustrations, that the words themselves are also being looked at as important and pieces of literature. And that's just like I say with audiobooks, graphic novels are not cheating. The very similar mode. You look at that brain, it is firing the same neurons when you're listening to an audiobook, you're looking at a graphic novel, or you're reading a book. You'll have that sometimes helping families, that I just don't want them to read, comic books anymore. And, I do encourage that is great literature. We can expand and give you some suggestions for some novels. But I always say I encourage, and science encourages graphic novels as well.
So, yeah.
Sorry, I went on a long bender there.
No, that's awesome. I mean, I didn't think about it, like the paintings on the walls in the caves of, I think it's France. Is it France or Spain?
Yes, France and Spain, I believe.
Yeah. It's like, oh, there it is. The very first graphic novel. There it is.
Graphic novel on the wall. Absolutely.
Oh, very good. So is there anything that you, you know, you were talking about reading books about books.
Sure.
And for our listeners, you know, I also read the School Library Journal, and a lot of times it has reviews of new books that are coming out, but then it also has, you know, like a whole list of books that are about to be published. And we have the privilege, well, you have the privilege of ordering those books, and I have the privilege of looking at them before they even go out on the shelf, which is, I just love that. So is there anything that's coming out that you're really looking forward to?
Let's see. Some newer titles I'm looking forward to coming out. Well, I do want to mention, just because it was such a surprise, the Caldecott winner, which is out, but I want to mention why it feels like it's just coming out as a book and knowledge for folks out there. The book, We Are Water Protectors. This was a surprise to a lot of librarians as a winner of the Caldecott. It's a beautiful piece, and I apologize, the author escapes me at the moment. I'll look that up. But this book, I just ordered more copies because when it came out, it got some praise, but a lot of folks and a lot of libraries, I can attest, didn't buy a lot of copies of it.
Mm.
And this always comes at us, and it feels like a new book because we can't even get our hands on it to go, wait a minute, what did we miss? How did we miss this book? It slipped under the radar. And it's also very, very important because of the author is Native American. Mm. And this is a really big deal to have a Native American win a major American Library Association award like this. And so to me, that is something to look out for, in a beautiful piece. And I haven't had the physical in my hands, but I got a digital copy from the publisher. I wrote them. I said, could I just see the book? And they're like, yeah, sure. And they sent me a digital copy to look at. The illustrations are gorgeous. And I'm really glad that came out. A few other titles. I'm always watching some of my favorites, like Mo Willems and others, some other hot new titles like that. I know he's got a couple of books in the works, the titles to be released. So watching out. And if you have those favorite authors, one thing I do suggest, when you're looking at our catalog, if you have any of those favorite authors, by searching their name, and if you click the current year, or sometimes you'll see it, oh, wait, it's showing the next year, 2022. Sometimes when books are pre-published, we'll have them in our catalog as on order. And sometimes you can see them in the catalog going, oh, that's a hot new title coming out. So that's something really cool I like to do myself. And I see other libraries have things on order. I'm like, wait a minute, how did I miss that book? It's coming out next year. They have it in their catalog on order already. That's a lot of ins reading those, you know, Publishers Weekly and other others that are coming out. But hang on, I don't have my order list in front of me. I wish I did to look at what's coming out. But those are a couple of titles, a couple of tricks to see what's coming out that's hot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great. Awesome. I love looking and seeing what's coming out next. It's one of my favorite things to do. And I usually try to say what I am excited about on each episode. Like, I saw that this is coming out and I'm super excited, whether it's a favorite author or a favorite kind of series. So I really, really enjoy doing that. George, the last time I interviewed someone, it was Mandy, and we talked about having good hobbies. You know, finding something that you're really passionate about. I think I mentioned that I love doing voiceovers. I love doing this podcast, and I love doing recording audiobooks and narrations and things like that. So have you, do you have a really great hobby that you just absolutely love, or have you picked up one in 2020?
Oh, sure. Well, especially during our times, my family and I have always been into model railroading,
mm-hmm.
and which is really fun. It's multi-generational fun. It's got art. It has engineering. It has electrical work. It has a lot of aspects that are great for STEM and STEAM projects for families. And or individuals, you know, for adults picking up a hobby or, you know, passing things on to children. And of course, there's a lot of great resources, you know, DelawareLibrary.org. You can search model railroading, tons of books, magazines, things out there for that. And what I love about it too, that one also stems into history too. A lot of folks will make or design a model, you know, railroad or a toy railroad and try to, they'll get books on like the New York Central Railroad from 1955 to 1960 or a specific era. And you can find books that specifically aim at those eras. And those time periods talks about the type of locomotives and it talks, you know, shows illustrations or diagrams of the depots and things like that. And that's been a really fun journey for my family. And, you know, we travel, you know, in other times we've traveled and ridden on trains, and then it's fun to add those hobbies into your reading as well. It really is fun. So yeah, check those out if that's something you're interested in. But that's, you know, as you said, Annie, integrating your reading with your hobbies is so great, especially with the vast library access that we have. You can get things that are hard to find, or it's like, golly, that book is $45. Oh, I'll get it through the library. Yeah. I already own it with my library card. So that's what I've been up to for hobby reading.
Awesome. Well, do you have any other parting words for our listeners?
Well, sure. Well, we were talking about tips and tricks of the trade. And of course, I always refer folks, especially teachers and educators, to Novelist, our database for Reader's Advisory, I call it, from DelawareLibrary.org under our research page. Novelist has wonderful resources for read-alikes.
Yes.
And that's something I know you and I, we use all the time.
Yep.
And it is one of my go-tos because we always try to connect people on different levels of their interest. But also, you know, we're like book detectives. We'll go, well, you like this author? Well, hang on, I've got a book list up. So you really like, let's see, oh, you like Lou Anne Rice? Oh, and you liked her book, Shoutbox. I've got this whole list of read-alikes and the reasons why you might like it. And, oh, here's Lisa Gardner. The reason you might like this book, these are suspenseful, compelling books that are intricately plotted and have the genre of thrilling and suspense. They have characters that are well-developed and women detectives. Does that sound like something you might know? And I've heard of Lisa Gardner. One of my friends likes Lisa Gardner a lot. You might like it too. And then, boom, we might make a connection there. So I always suggest Novelist and many other resources. What's one of your favorite resources?
Yeah, well, I would also add that, I mean, Novelist is huge for me. But, you know, we have, it's Novelist is not just one, like, giant resource. Novelist is broken up into age groups too. And so I always find that extremely, extremely helpful. So I wanted to buy my sister a Blu-ray player, and I was just like completely lost. I had no idea what kind I should buy her. And so I looked it up on Consumer Reports.
Yes,
you can access Consumer Reports with your library card through our website, and it's very, very valuable. And I would also say that something that I really enjoy is lynda.com, which again is free through the library. Yeah, I was looking into doing some video recording, and I thought, I have no idea where to even begin. And there are professional courses, you guys. There are professional courses that you can access for free with your library card if you go to our website and click on lynda.com. It's amazing. It's really, really amazing.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got to chime in really quick. One picture book for, I want to say, looks outstanding based on reviews. Of course, Amanda Gorman, the poet, has a picture book coming out. That was one I really wanted to share. It's coming out this September. It's called Change Sings. A Children's Anthem by Amanda Gorman, and illustrations are by Lauren Long, who is a very prolific illustrator and writer herself. Mm-hmm. And of course, oh, and I wanted to harken back to the We Are Water Protectors. That is by Carol Lindstrom. And that book is out. It is checked out everywhere. So get on that hold list. More copies are ordered because of the Caldecott win. More copies will be in the stacks hopefully soon. But I hope you all get to experience that book. And of course, The Change Sings by Amanda Gorman, as she has been all throughout different mediums of television and YouTube and others. People are really, it is a year of poetry mm-hmm. because of her exposure. It's pretty great. Mm-hmm. So Zara, I had to chime in. I had to share those two other books I had on my list.
Awesome. That's awesome. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in with me, George.
Oh, thank you.
If you haven't seen any of Mr. George's virtual story times or programs, you are missing out. And I highly suggest you go watch some. And any of his recommendations for children's literature is going to be spot on. So the books that we talked about, be sure to put those on hold. That is it for today, folks. If you have any questions, shoot me an email at whattoread@delawarelibrary.org. I'm your host, Annie Pasma. Thanks for listening.